Jeremiah's Tree Services. This is Clyde.
Hi, Clyde. This is Nicole with Bank of Cardiff Credit Department. How are you?
Yes, hello. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I'm working with the other Nicole here.
Okay.
In regards to your working capital approval, do you have a minute?
I do.
Okay. Perfect. So it looks like the business was looking for some additional capital to pay off some bills?
Yes.
Okay. And do you want to elaborate exactly what you were going to use the funds for? Is it for credit cards or what type of loans or bills were you looking to pay off?
We have a couple of credit cards, maybe a few credit cards. We have one revolving line of credit, and those are the things we really want to tackle because we want to get those consolidated and into one payment. But then we also are considering also paying off a couple pieces of equipment and one truck that we have.
Okay.
That has balance on it.
Are the credit cards, are they towards their limits, or what's the availability on those cards?
I don't believe that some of them we haven't even been using for a while. I don't think that they're necessary. It's not that necessarily they're near their limits.
Uh-huh.
We've been just trying to pay them all off during the season here, but it's just, it'd be easier to have one payment, and it obviously be easier for me to not have to reconcile four accounts every month.
Okay.
Instead of just doing one. So that's kind of our goal there, is being able to, you know that if we, you know, structure out payments for 2 years, that we're going to be able to pay all of that off and
mm-hmm.
not try to do it all at once, which is kind of what we've been doing right now.
Okay. And then is the business seasonal, or what is the
It is, and what we would say, you know, there's only about 2 months a year that we don't do a lot of work, so
okay,
not terribly seasonal.
What are those months?
January and February are the hardest months.
Okay.
You know, obviously the snow in Tahoe.
Okay.
Just being able to do something.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. And was there a time frame for getting the funding for the business?
Well, I'd like to do it as soon as possible, but it's, you know, we're totally fine.
Okay. Was there any needs for any equipment coming up? We do equipment financing as well.
No, we purchased everything that we needed this year at the beginning of the season, so we've already got everything that we need.
Okay.
And we only have a couple of, like, one of those, that truck that we bought, we just bought that this year, which is why we were considering lumping it into this, just to make it easier.
Okay. Perfect. And then was there an ideal loan amount you were looking for?
I think we were looking around
$75,000. Okay. Okay. So did Nicole go over how this particular program works, the working capital?
No, I'd like to hear that.
Okay. So the unsecured working capital program is a business loan, so it does go on your business credit, but we do have to take a look at the owner's credit. And so, you know, we have a couple different credits to look at here. One is, you know, on the higher side, we're showing a 700 for Jeremiah, but then for Justin, we're showing about a 608, which is a lot lower, you know, than the national average. And we do have programs still available for that, but sometimes it affects what we can approve the business for.
Okay.
But, again, the good news is it does go on the business credit, so you get a tax write-off, which is nice. And
okay.
These loans can be used for whatever you want. So we would essentially approve you for the max amount of capital, and then you can choose how much you actually want to take, whether it be the max amount or a different amount, and then you can use the funds to pay off credit cards, or if you want to keep it in your account, you know, as a cushion or use it for payroll, it's completely up to you. We don't follow what you, you know, do with the money.
Okay.
Typically, the programs will run from anywhere from 3 months out to a year and a half, sometimes 2 years for repayment. But what we do is we allow the business to renew halfway through the term to access additional funding if you want to. So if you have a 12-month term, we'll follow up with you in 6 months and see how things are going. As long as you've made your payments on time, will allow the business to take additional funding if it's, you know, working out well for the business. So it kind of works like a line of credit in that sense, where you can kind of keep pulling from it, but you don't have to. So that's kind of how that works. Does that make sense?
Yes. I'm just wondering what kind of APR we're looking at and how this works. How do you guys get paid?
Yeah, so the loans will vary. And typically what we'll see is that the longer loans will have a higher overall payback. But you won't see an APR on here. So there's not an annual percentage rate. And the reason for that is because a lot of these loans are not even a year long. So we have a lot of clients that will do 3 or 6 month terms. And so what we use is a rate factor. And so there'll be a fixed cost to the funds. And so we'll show you exactly what that would be. And so it would just be a total overall payback of principal and interest. And again, that's usually based off the term length. Was there a certain term length you were comfortable or looking for?
We were kind of thinking 2 years. So.
2 years, okay. And that are you just looking for the lowest monthly payment? Is that kind of what you were looking for?
I'm just trying to see what's going to be most cost effective, because I do have a spreadsheet going, you know, on everything that we're paying now and what APR we're, you know, at. Because a lot of these cards are at 0% for another year even, so it might not make sense to really pay them off. We just wanted to, we're basically just trying to make it easier, you know, to get back into, you know, the debt's being paid down every month, so it's more just like, you know, if we could do this with one payment, that would be a lot easier than us thinking every month, okay, we were paying this and that, and, you know, which one are we throwing money at at any particular time. So we're more for ease. We don't necessarily need more money. That's not really the issue. So it's more of a consolidation effort.
Okay. So you actually don't need additional funds for anything?
Just in general. Okay. I mean, we're fine right now paying all of our bills, and we have a plan to pay them down. But it's just like something that might make that a lot easier.
Okay. So right now you have cards at 0%, and what you're trying to do is just consolidate them all with a lower percentage and just have one payment, kind of like a refinance of the credit cards?
Yes.
Okay. So this could work for that, but typically what we would do is this type of funding is really helpful if you have a need for the funds. If you're going to, you know, take $20,000 or $30,000 and you have a large project coming up, and then you're going to get a nice return on it, or you're buying inventory at a lower cost and then you're going to be selling it and, you know, getting additional revenue from that. So I don't know if this is the best fit for what you're looking to do, but the range of what we see is usually about 10 cents on the dollar to 30 cents on the dollar payback, then anywhere in between. So definitely wouldn't be around 0%. But what we're thinking is an initial offer of about $60,000. And we originally had it approved at about 1 year. We do have a 2-year program that we can look into as well, if that would be helpful for you. But that's what we're thinking, $60,000. But, you know, you are going to be in that range of, you know, it's going to be anywhere from 15 cents on the dollar to 25 cents on the dollar, stretch out over. And it's not an APR, because if that stretch out over 2 years, then, you know, 30 cents on the dollar.
Like it's like a revolving line of credit, right?
Well, we would approve you for the max amount, and then you'll decide how much you want to take. But whatever you take, you would start paying on immediately. So you don't want to take an amount that is not going to be useful for you. Does that make sense?
Right, just to have it sitting somewhere else.
Because if it's just sitting there and you're not using it, then you're paying interest on this money that's not even benefiting the business. So you really want to make sure there's something that you need to use the funds for, and it's going to make sense for the business.
Because, okay, so we do have, let me look at this. I'm looking at my list I made here. So we do have a couple of credit cards that have higher APRs that I would like to get paid down. I have one at 18.24, and that's, I think that's our highest one. But, you know, so this sounds like it would be advantageous to use this money to pay off the, at least the credit cards that are at a higher APR.
And the thing with that is those are, you know, it's a revolving debt, and the interest is, you know, compounding interest. So a lot of times if those cards are not paid off, you end up paying so much more on a credit card with the interest than just a fixed loan where you know that it's going to be paid off in X amount of months. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And then, you know, maybe you don't need to take the full amount. Maybe you can, it's up completely up to you. Maybe you can start with a smaller amount if you need it, or if you just want to pay off one of the cards. I don't think that I would pay off the equipment finance.
Right. Now that you're explaining this, that was just kind of like an option if it made the most sense. So that definitely would not.
Yeah.
We're looking at probably then paying off the three cards that have the higher APR. And
yeah.
Then let me ask you this on one of them. So say we take $60,000 and we pay off these cards, and then we're making a payment to you
right.
for that amount every month, and then we're able to make a large payment back to you, essentially, and get that down. Like, how does that work?
So on this particular program, so usually what we have are monthly, weekly, and daily options for payback. On this particular program, I'm showing that we have a daily payback. So what that essentially is just your monthly payment broken down into micropayments, which are Monday through Friday, and it's a fixed amount that comes out automatically. So let's just use an example here. Did you say $50,000 you were using? Or
I think we'd probably be using, initially we'd be using $60,000.
Oh, the $60,000, okay.
There's a possibility we could put $24,000 right back in after a month.
Okay. Oh, and the other thing is you can pay this loan off at any time, and you would get a 25% discount off any remaining interest.
Okay.
You can do that at any time, and that doesn't include writing off about 33% of the interest for your taxes for the business loan. And we put that all in writing as well, which is really nice. If you choose to renew the loan halfway through, we'll waive 100% of any remaining interest on the loan.
Okay.
Which is really nice.
Yes.
Okay, so if you chose the longest term, which on this particular program is 12 months, you're looking at around $314 a day, Monday through Friday. That's on $60,000.
$314 a day?
Yeah.
And what about the weekends?
There's no payments on the weekends or on holidays. Because a lot of businesses aren't operating, so we don't want to take a payment.
Okay.
This particular loan that you've been approved for is eligible to fund immediately because we're not asking for any other conditions on this loan. So it's actually something, if you wanted the funds today, we could do it today.
Okay. Can you send me all this over in writing so I can go over it with the owner?
Yeah, of course. Let me make sure that I have the best email for you. Okay. I have Clyde at jeremiahstreeservice.com.
Yep. That's
okay.
Correct.
Perfect. I'll send this over. Let me know what you think. And then if you have any questions, you can email either myself or Nicole.
Okay.
And we'll get you any information that you need.
Perfect.
Okay. Did you have any other questions at this point?
I don't think so right now. I think once I look it over and do some calculations, I'll have a better idea of what we want to get to go with.
Okay. Perfect. I'll send this over shortly.
Okay. Thank you, Nicole.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.